Welcome back to Quantum Quill Media's podcast. Today we're diving into a thrilling episode of Robo Revolution, where we explore the latest developments and challenges in the world of robotics and AI. Get ready to embark on a journey through the ever-evolving landscape of technology as we discuss how these advancements are reshaping our daily lives. So grab your headphones and join us as we unravel the mysteries and marvels of the Robo Revolution. We're thrilled to host Dr. Reza Almasi, CEO of Astrobionics, a visionary in the field of multidisciplinary solutions. So, Doctor, do you think robots take over more jobs as they get smarter?
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Reza Almasi. As Chen has described me, I'm the CEO of Astrobionics. We started our company in about 3.5 years ago in the field of AI, robotics, and telerobotics, especially bionics, enhancing human capabilities by devices that are replicate from the nature, mechanisms in the nature, something like human body. Apart from this introduction, I'm getting right back into the question, are the robotic and AI getting our jobs? I don't think so. Many specialists in this field, many big specialists like Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos have answered these questions too. I don't think these robots, AI, or any other technology is going to take our jobs. Humans are evolving and we are adapting with these new technologies to let them enhance our capabilities to interact with the real or the virtual world, to answer our needs in real life. So as these technologies are emerging and integrating in our daily life, I believe we as humans are also evolving and leveling up, and we can answer some needs that haven't been answered before, like right now. In general, I don't think that this will ever happen. Maybe temporarily we see some people lose their jobs, but in the long run, for the humanity, we all evolve and we all will adapt with the new situation, which is more efficient as we continue our journey in science and technology development. We also evolve and we also level up. So let this happen, and we cannot stop it. The cost of stopping it will always be much more than controlling it. We must have regulations, we must have education in ethics with new technologies, and considering all of these aspects, but we must let this happen, and I don't think these side effects will keep us under pressure in the long run.
So what happens if robots become smarter than us?
That's a very good question. Maybe we must have a very good definition from being a smart or IQ, EQ, etc. I don't think that in any way soon any of these technologies will become more smarter than us in judgment. They cannot judge anything. They have only data right now. They are all zeros and ones, and they only do what we tell them to do. And even with these emerging AI tools and its subdivisions like reinforcement learning, deep learning, or imitation learning, any of that, and none of them are going to be really smarter than us. I think they are more advanced calculators, and they can perceive and they can receive data and and they can calculate these things much faster. But is that does it mean that they are smarter than us? That's a question. These morals that are that our judgments are based on can be teach to these robots or AI. In general, I don't think that this concept of being smart applies as a general concept to any of these robots or computers.
Could the future be like the sci-fi movies where robots rule humanity?
I believe that robots and AI will help humans in managerial tasks, or they can manage many things. They can perform management as we are using some tools like Microsoft Project or some other project management tools. With more advanced robots, they can also be used as project managers or something like that. But as a ruler, I don't think that this concept will come anytime soon. Ruling in any society depends on many role many moral subjects, many moral aspects that a human being has, and that's a power of good judgment based on many data that a human has and the nature of a human. I don't think that this properties can apply to any robot or AI tool anytime soon. I cannot even imagine how, as a manager of AI robot, AI and robotic technology company, I don't think that how is that going to happen. We do not have the basics, even the basics. So we must, I believe we must let it just happen and see where this goes. I think as a general, in general, the history is repeating itself. All these technologies is a double-edged sword, and as you can imagine or remember, when the first televisions came out, how people reacted to it as a magic box, and this is the history that is repeating itself, and we must just let it happen. And but as I mentioned before, we must have regulations that robots can interact with the real world where we're living. They can be physically much stronger than us. They can harm us if they do not pass the quality test. And there must be regulations that the AI must based on that, and to make sure that the safety of humans always comes first than any robot in any situation. So all these technologies are evolving right now. Maybe we see Elon Musk with Tesla robot, or any Boston Dynamics, any other of these very high-tech companies are creating these robots, and they are announcing that their robot is coming to the market maybe next or 2 years. But I don't think that these regulations are at the same progress level as these robots are right now. So I don't think they can come to the market anytime soon than maybe a few years. And that's my perception of what is going on right now.
What if robots equipped with advanced AI develop emotions or empathy for humans?
As you have, maybe you have seen some movies like artificial intelligence, iRobot, performed by Will Smith, I believe, or Bicentennial Man. But all these movies are based on this hypothesis or this idea that maybe some of these robots can go wrong, and they take control, and they want to know more than their programming. And all of them usually are based on positronic brains, as you can see in these movies and all the stories that Asimov has written. are based on this hypothesis, but I don't think that that this also happened. We have sometimes we have encountered that some new features in the programming, when it begins to be very sophisticated, multi-level, and is learning by itself, sometimes we can see something that is not has not been anticipated, but it's in a very low level task, not in a very long way, that some script is coming into that robot and they have some kind of consciousness that they want to be more and want to conquer the humanity and conquer the world. I don't believe that this will happen anywhere in the industry, maybe in the next 2 decades, at least in 2 decades. We do not have the basic principles, scientific principles of what can happen or can go wrong to that phenomenon that can happen. We do not have the basics of that knowledge to imagine how that can happen. So I don't believe that can be possible as we have these scientific data and technologies right now. Maybe next level technologies, they cannot be based on some programming or the CPUs that we have right now. These integrated circuits cannot handle such, this technology that we are having right now cannot handle such tasks.
What if robots decide they don't want to listen to us anymore?
What if robots decide they don't want to listen to us anymore? I think most probably that the robot is encountering some malfunction, maybe from sensory input or something like that. But the decision that we're talking about, that the robot decides not to listen to us, maybe as you can see Sophia as a robot, as a social robot, the language model, sometimes the language model that they created makes it happen right now. They decide on a conversation, they decide not to obey or answer your direct questions. And this is the programming behind that is letting the robot to do that. And if the programmer that is sitting behind the desk of that robot controller is programming something to let the robot to be able to do some task, okay, the language model that can perform that. But I will address all the responsibilities and all the actions to the programming and not to the program itself. It cannot evolve by itself unless we put that attribution to that robot. That's just zeros and ones. Maybe someday we can have some programming or coding and computer science that is not based on zeros and ones and can evolve. Maybe it has a positronic brain, or maybe it can have midichlorians in it, as we can see in Star Wars movies, and maybe something like that. But based on our technologies right now, this cannot happen. I don't think this cannot happen by evolution, robot evolution by itself. It can only happen by the programming that is letting the robot to decide like that, to act like that, temporarily, on a conversation, on one conversation. Right now it's happening like this.
What if robots equipped with advanced AI develop emotions or empathy for humans?
As you can see in social robots, as I mentioned, like Sophia, they can be trained by these language models to interact with humans and show emotions, but not like us humans, that we have a perception of likelihood or joy or anything like that. They cannot sense, they cannot really sense the danger of maybe being on top of a hill. They cannot, they act like they are afraid of heights. As we train themselves, or we gave them the data to do that. But none of these technologies right now are able to have fear, love, or real sensation. They are all data and programming, and they fully can mimic human perception, emotions, and maybe even 100% can replicate the human appearance. But as far as I know, the technology right now, based on zeros and ones and these protocols that we are using, they cannot in any way possible sense, have the real sense, maybe touching, or maybe the feeling of love or anything like that.
What do you think are the ethical and safety issues regarding robots?
The level of our safety is based on human discoveries. Maybe someday we can discover something new, some new technology that can have all these attributions. Maybe some of these technologies can be performed on some kind of organic mind. All these are possible. Maybe we can make some kind of a small brain with few synapses to have feeling, to control a robot in a lab. Maybe these are the next generation robots that can be much more intelligent, can have all these attributions like judgment or all feelings and all of these. That's where some symbiosis technology comes. And maybe the next generation intelligence is can be performed by symbiosis.
What if robots start having ideas we never thought of?
Yes, maybe you already use ChatGPT, their language models, to generate new ideas, to generate a new structure of ideas based on the given data on the internet. They are always able, as we can see right now, which is happening right now, they can give you ideas that you have never had based on what all the cumulative data and knowledge that is inside internet up to 2022, I guess. All those data are have been put into the internet before by somebody else, some other human, not especially me or you, but some other human. And this language model uses all of these to restructure it and optimize it to show it a new idea that and generates new ideas based on the teachings that it had before. They can help us, the AI can help us with new ideas, with new issue processing. They help in many ways. We use them in everyday life right now. And maybe someday they bring up some groundbreaking idea, and this can happen. This can happen very soon. As we can see, ChatGPT or any other of these language models are generating new ideas every day. So the answer is yes.
In what ways does imitation learning empower robots to mimic human actions and behavior?
This is the most dangerous field that we may encounter in the new future. The imitation learning, which is a subdivision of AI, that can happen right now. And I have heard some of these robots have killed a person last year. That can happen. Yes, they can mimic what we are doing. They can be more efficient than any of us. Many consider it this way. This is the globe, and there are many robots all over the globe, and they are learning with one brain. They are all connected. Every single one of these robots can have can perform any of these tasks much better than any of us humans. much more efficient. They can calculate many, many simulations all at once to see how is the best to perform one activity. They can physically do maneuvers that is much more perfect than any human. So that's just a matter of time that anything that can go wrong in this process. So this is very dangerous, and I think the regulations that must be put inside the programming of that of those robots to prevent any harm to the human. And that's a big question. That's a many sessions of discussion with specialists can put maybe some script in, should be put in the programming of those robots to prevent this. That's the most dangerous thing that we can encounter in the near future. The imitation learning is very dangerous. Can be very dangerous, although it's very helpful. It's a double-edged sword. Maybe we can put it this way: imitation learning plus language model can be very dangerous. It can generate functions. It can interact intuitively, and maybe we do not give them order, and they can perform an activity based on the input or the circulation of day and night. Or maybe an animal maybe a reaction to an animal without any consent or without any order, they can begin to perform. And that's where we must put regulations, and somehow we must be able to make it stop, because it can interact with the real world. As long as it's only in the computer, or maybe it's just a voice, it cannot be that dangerous unless it gives orders. But as soon as it gets hands on real world by actuators, or we give it a body, it can perform very dangerously.
Is there a possibility of AI right, robot rights movement emerging in the future?
Robots are creations made by humans. That's a very dangerous question. That's a very touchy subject that I don't think that you're qualified enough to answer that for public opinion. But maybe that happened in the long distances. Maybe that there will be someday. We had these concepts in movies. Yes, we have seen them. But as long as there are no organic life, as far as I know, there are no symbiosis, or as long as there is no organic life involved in that robot or AI, I don't think that they can feel or sense or can take any harm other than financial harm to the owner. They can be fully owned by someone, so all the rights are attributed to the owner. So I think we must talk about the owner as long as there is no other entity, as the definition of entity we are talking. So as long as there is no entity involved, there is ownership, so we must answer the owner for the rights of that robot. But maybe the future technologies be very different.
What do you think are the ethical and safety issues regarding robots?
Yes, there are many issues in regarding ethical and safety. Yeah. Maybe safety and privacy are the top two discussions that are related to ethical and other aspects of non-technical part of the robot. And safety, as we have talked about in this session, and the privacy also, that these robots and AI can have many input from your images, maybe your background, your data on your mobile phone, and they can transform it and use it in any way that you cannot comprehend. So the privacy is a big issue, and the safety when it comes to interaction with the real world We let the robot, we let the AI that is generating itself and has a much better calculator than us, have the ability to interact with the real world. So the safety is a big issue, and I don't think that any country anytime soon let any of these robots that are capable of imitation learning and generative models, maybe generative motion models, can go into the market anytime soon. All these aspects of robotics are obscure, are very vague right now, and these organizations are beginning to think about this, but it's there are much to discuss, there are much to regulate, and the technical part is much further in robotics than the ethical part and regulation part. And what you're doing right now is the most important discussion that is happening in the field of AI and robotics, not technical issues. All the companies are talking about technical issues, but you guys are doing very well, and you're doing a very good job to emphasize on the importance of ethics and regulations. I really appreciate that you're holding on this.
Do you have anything to add in general to talk about?
Sure, thank you very much for having me and keeping up with this. I hope you keep up in the long run, and maybe have other specialists or maybe some lawyers to talk about these specific topics. They know much more than me, and all of us are hoping to have our own humanoid robots in our home in the near future. We are eager to have these technologies by our side, but I can assure you there are much more to talk about regulations and ethics than the technicalities. All these technologies will reach an optimum level soon in the near future. But the ethics are very important. We must be hold ourselves accountable when it comes to all the robots and AI action. The curators must be responsible for the action of those robots and AI and their interaction with the real world. And I think there is much to discuss, and I look forward to have future sessions with you and other guys.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Doctor. To our listeners, if you wish to join us on this podcast, do let us know by email. We hope you've enjoyed delving into the fascinating world of robotics and AI with us. Stay curious, stay informed, and remember, the future is closer than you think. If you have any questions you'd want us to answer or talk about next, please send it to our email on roborevolution@quantumquill.uk. Until next time, keep innovating, and may your circuits be charged with inspiration. This is Quantum Quill Media signing off.